Hello, welcome to The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. I hope you are doing well. Hope you're having a great week and a chance to get out there and make some great photographs. This week, I wanted to talk about something that I loosely call editing yourself out of your work. I haven't really kind of come up with a great acronym for that or a great short phrase for that, but I wanted to talk about what happens when we start to figure out who we are as photographers, who we are as creative individuals, who we are as people, I guess. And then we make decisions, conscious decisions, to change or alter our photographs in a way that removes ultimately who we are. So as we talk about the development of voice, vision, style, character, all those different elements of what makes a person a photographer, what makes them unique as a photographer, one of the things that happens in that is how we edit our photographs. How do we choose to process them? How do we choose to correct, change, alter them, and then ultimately prepare and present them? Whether even that's through something as simple as an Instagram filter or as complex as multi-layering a composite together in Photoshop, or maybe you're just doing some kind of alt processing in analog, it doesn't really matter. How do you alter that work in a meaningful way so that you don't remove who you are? So one of the things that happens, I believe, in my own work is that I've gained an understanding or I gain an insight into who I think I am as an artist or who I think I am as a creative person. And I want to embrace that. I want that to come out in my creative practice. I want that to be reflected in my art because that is the uniqueness of my photograph. The ability of my awareness to be translated into the photograph of who I am is what makes my photograph unique and different from somebody else's. So in that old adage of two photographers standing side by side, each creates their own photograph, comes from the ability to recognize who you are in that photograph. The challenge that I'm starting to recognize in some of my own work, and I'm finding in working with others that comes out, is do you inadvertently edit yourself out of the work? So as we start to look at our photographs, as we start to look about creating a style, a voice, a vision, so much goes into that. And part of that is in our editing choices. How do you create saturation? How do you create color? How do you create composition? All of those different elements come into play and define, you know, kind of how we see and look at the ultimate photograph. As you make the decisions for editing, and those, all of those choices that go into that, we are oftentimes lured in by the seduction of saturation or by contrast. Or maybe we find a set of presets that make it really easy to make a photograph look a certain way or a certain aesthetic that we believe on the surface looks pretty cool. Or even with Instagram, maybe there's an Instagram filter that you always apply because you just think it makes the photographs look better. You haven't really spent the time to figure out what is it about the photograph that might make it better, but you just kind of like the look. The question becomes, is that really your look? Is that really who you are? Or are you editing yourself out of the work? So is there something more unique about you? Is there something about the way you think about the world, experience the world, and see the world that could be reflected through the work? If you're a person who has a calmness about them, a meditative quality, maybe it's not hypersaturated colors. Or if you're a person who's dealing with intensity, you're working with some kind of high intense subject matter, maybe you do want vibrant, super saturated, hypersaturated colors to pull together. And if your default way of being is not to edit that way, are you taking yourself out of the subject matter? Are you taking yourself out of the work? Being successful at messaging who you are is about embracing all aspects of who you are. You may, in fact, have multiple ways of editing. You may have different editing methods for different projects and different concepts and different ideas. So to limit yourself to saying, well, this is the way I process and edit, and this is the way I think photographs should be, does a disservice to you and your ability to work on the photograph and edit the photograph to present what really is you as the photographer, you as the artist. Most people have multiple dimensions to their personality. They have multiple aspects of their personalities. They think and respond and feel in different ways. So to look at a photograph, to make the decision to take the photograph, you've already made the decision about what to include in the frame, exclude in the frame, f-stop, shutter speeds. You've made all these decisions about what allows for the photographer and the photograph to come together to create an interesting frame. Then, when you go in to edit that photograph in post-production or in the darkroom, however you approach that needs to enhance whatever that experience was behind the photograph. So if you were feeling sad and melancholy, or you were feeling jovial, or you were feeling a different way when you took the photograph, the editing should go about reflecting that, reflecting the experience and the idea and the notion of what was actually happening for you. And if you don't do that, what happens to us when we view the photograph, and what happens to us, I think, when we create the photograph, and I know what happens in my own work, is there's a dissonance that's created. A disconnect between the genuineness behind the camera and the disingenuous edit of the photograph in post-production. By aligning those two things together, we end up being more true to ourselves. We don't take ourselves out of our work. If you're a person who thinks about editing your work, imagine if the Content Aware tool in Photoshop, the great tool that allows us to remove power lines and poles from heads and that unwanted coffee cup, whatever it is we're going to use that tool for to remove something, imagine if using that tool took you out of the photograph. So that what you ended up with this technically proficient but soulless photograph. If you do not bring who you are to the editing process, if you do not think about how to edit your photographs towards who you are, that's essentially what you're doing. You're applying a content unfill tool to your work. You're removing yourself from your work. So how do we take that notion and apply that somehow into our photography? Well, I've mentioned many times in many podcasts that one of the greatest ways to understand who you are as a photographer is to go back and look at your own work. Go back and look at what resonates, what works for you, what do you enjoy, what do you respond to in your own photography? And doing more of that starts to set you on the path of really understanding who the essence of the artist is inside of you. In this case, we want to take the opposite approach. We want to go back and look at our work, and we want to find the work that we don't feel is really true to who we are. Not photographs that are bad, so not out of focus, not any of that. These are photographs that you've spent time editing, you've spent time working on, you've spent time creating, you've invested yourself into the photograph, and yet somehow you still don't connect with that particular photograph. Then go back to the very original photograph, go back to that source negative. Whether it's analog, whether it's digital, whether it's a JPEG off your phone, doesn't matter. Go back to the source and re-edit that photograph. Re-edit it as you imagine the photograph should be, how it reflects who you are, not what you think makes it look pretty or what makes it sellable or what makes people respond to it on social media. Just because people in your Instagram feed like hypersaturated and the color red doesn't mean you needed to edit the photograph for that to put it on Instagram. Go back and re-edit the photograph. Refocus your energy on, if you were really going to be honest about what you are as an artist and who you are as an artist, how would you put that into that photograph's editing decision? So you assume that what you did behind the camera is correct. Assume that you don't have anything additional to do there. Just focused on your darkroom and post-production work. Edit that photograph 3, 4, 5 different times in an attempt to feel like this is more of who I am. And then note the difference between that first edit and the edit that is more genuine to who you are. And again, you are not judging the photograph based on the criteria of, is it a better photograph? Is it a more sellable photograph? Is it a more likable photograph? But the question becomes, is it a more real photograph? At the end of the day, for myself, and I think for a lot of other people, what we crave is genuineness. We want people to be true to who they are. And so part of that editing process is about making sure that we are true to who we are. We edit to our strength. We edit to our own weaknesses. We edit to who we are as people. So that when somebody looks at our photograph, they get a sense really of who we are and not what trend is being happening or what we think might be liked or what we think might be something. This will eventually translate back into your own creative process, your own photography process, when you go to a place and everybody's photographing the same location, the same thing, and you'll find yourself saying like, I don't need to photograph that. I need to go to photograph something different because I'm not about photographing that landmark or that particular location. I'm interested in something else. It's finding the other thing that makes it more interesting and more intriguing to photograph. That comes from you being willing to not edit yourself out, to listen to who you are and to leave that in. So many times you watch people run Photoshop actions or presets in Lightroom, or they edit the exact same way every time without an awareness of what really mattered to them in the work. If you get that awareness, you can always find a technique. You can always find a way of presenting the photograph so that it's interesting. Style and technique and voice and vision are not about making things look the same. They're not about having the same color palette. They're not about having the same saturation palette. They're about having the genuine reflection of who you are in the work and how you see and respond to things. And that may be 80% of the time look the same, but 20% of the time it won't. So this is really about you spending the time to figure out how to make sure that you are always being in your photographs, how you're always present in your photographs, and how you're always truly seeing your photographs. Don't ever take yourself out of your work. That is the only part of the photograph that actually is interesting, is that you put yourself in a position to make an interesting photograph because it's something you were aware of. So by removing yourself, the photograph automatically becomes less interesting. And by doing something out of rote memorization also becomes less interesting. We've lost your ability to adapt, your ability to grow, the ability for you to change. Who you are today is going to be different than who you are tomorrow, and it's different than who you were yesterday. We want to take all of that knowledge, all of that information, and drive that in to the creative act so that we really get cool, unique, interesting photographs. I hope you have a great week. I hope you get a chance to get out there and, like I said, make some amazing photographs, do some amazing things, and spend the time to go back and really look at where have you inadvertently taken yourself out of your photographs? Where have you edited yourself? Where have you overused the content edit yourself out aware filter in Photoshop to remove yourself from the image and go put yourself back in? I think you'll learn a lot. I think you'll find some interesting aspects of your work, some interesting creative aspects of your work that might point you in a new direction. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget you can always find us up on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, all the places podcasts are found. Any reviews up there would help other people find the podcast. So I really appreciate you listening and giving any of those reviews. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.